This is a Fox News alert. A guilty plea in New York from a mass shooter who admits he's a racist killer. I'm Dave Anthony. Peyton Gendron just pleaded guilty in the Buffalo supermarket massacre.
To all 25 counts against him, including murder, hate crimes, and terror charges. In the shooting deaths of 10 people and injury of others at the top supermarket in Buffalo in May. And counts that carry life terms in prison.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Gendron also faces federal hate crimes charges that could potentially send him to death row. Airports have been very busy with Thanksgiving travel. Yesterday, 2.56 million passengers went through TSA airport security. That's the most in a day since pre-COVID December 2019. Early voting is now open statewide in Georgia, 8 days before the Senate runoff.
The abortion issue, I believe the women have the right to choose, and Mr. Warnock represents that right.
And while she supports the Democrat, this woman voted for Herschel Walker, the Republican trying to unseat Warnock.
I like a smaller government. So many regulations.
Early voting actually started Saturday in nearly two dozen counties with 2 or 3 hour long lines. In Arizona, 6 counties are on deadline today to certify election results.
GOP candidate for governor Kari Lake and Secretary of State candidate Mark Finchem have yet to concede their races as they blame Republican election leaders in Maricopa County for issues with ballot printers. Two Republican-controlled counties have voted not to certify. One supervisor says he will sign off, but wanted to register a protest. Another is demanding the Secretary of State prove vote counting machines are legally certified.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Democrat Katie Hobbs was declared the winner in Arizona's governor's race, but former President Trump, who infamously challenged Arizona's 2020 results, claiming he won, posted online today that Kari Lake should be installed as new governor. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Again, our top Fox News story, a guilty plea in court in New York a short time ago to murder and hate crimes state charges from Peyton Gendron, the now 19-year-old gunman who massacred 10 people in a Buffalo supermarket in May, targeting black customers. In China, videos of protests like that are being scrubbed from social media. Some were chanting, "Down with Xi Jinping, China's leader," as people sick of COVID lockdowns demonstrate.
The Communist Party right now is contending with these protests erupting literally across the entire country. In Shanghai, the nation's largest city, there were clashes with police over the weekend. In the capital city, Beijing, protests are flaring in response to the strictest lockdowns. This includes peaceful student protests at one of the nation's most prestigious universities. This is all a first during the tenure of President Xi Jinping, who's been in office about a decade now.
Fox's Jillian Turner. It's a flight they'll never forget, presuming they recover. Two men on a small plane left dangling 100 feet off the ground, badly hurt after a crash yesterday.
Both the pilot and passenger of a small airplane are now safely rescued from the aircraft, which crashed into and got stuck inside and suspended from power lines near Gaithersburg, Maryland, prompting an hours-long attempt to free them.
Both were had traumatic injury and didn't appear to be life-threatening, but it was traumatic. Hypothermia issues, and they've been out there very anxious and very happy to be down.
The crash knocked power out for tens of thousands of customers on a cold night, though officials say restoration is ongoing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Power outages in Houston, Texas affected water treatment facilities, so citywide they're on a boil water advisory. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 250 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.